Any question?
No. You are like magicians, not to have a lot of questions when we are at the final stages. And what are we talking about? We are talking about something which is no good. Not being and not having means what? Means the hell with the ego and self-loving means life. So are we talking about lifelessness? No. But we are talking about beyond the life, because there is something beyond the life. Always you have to go to the beginning and think about it. What is this? Because this is not some listening to understand in a couple of days. Do you remember? It's so many years that Rumi comes and talks and talks and talks, right? And he knows what he's talking about, but the expression is difficult. How to express something that you don't understand, you feel. Understanding was his first 40 years of life, right? He was a philosopher and educated with the position and blah, 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 all of that. Suddenly Shams arrived and told him that, hey, where is the heart? He didn't know where the heart is. Like all logical people, he thought, where is the heart? Here? This? Are we talking about this pomp? No. Do you remember the address? Where is the heart? There is only one heart. We are talking about the heart of humanity, because here we are talking about humanity. What's the difference between humanity and animal life? The difference is enormous. In the time of Rumi, it was not. In book 5, do you remember the story of a picture? A picture of a lady was brought to a king, and the king fell in love with it. What did I mean by picture? It was not a photograph. 800 years ago, there is no photography at all. It's painting, that kind of picture. In our time, I always point out to those six fellows of us who are living up there permanently for years now, right? This is what we are. Why they are there? That's what it is. That's what Rumi had to understand from Shams. Shams was telling him that, look at us. There is a we. And that we is the teacher of all of us, is the maker of us. Who am I? Do you remember the difference? All animals. What is this animal? The reproduction of that two male and female. That's the cliche of the earth, right? What about me? Do I belong to my father and mother? Absolutely not. Who do I belong to? We, his culture. I got every part of it in one different country, another city, another language, and all of that. What is that? That's what we call it, our personality. Our personality depends on my culture, because my personality is put in me, little by little by little. That's how it happens to all of us. So, at the end of the day, we are talking about beyond the logic, beyond the individual thinking, even beyond the ayahs. Do you remember ayahs? Selfless person? We are beyond that. Therefore, when you are not selfless, when you haven't practiced it, you will not get it. Because this is something you should really feel. You should feel your presence in the heart of this we. Now, what are we talking about? A made-up story about a guy who goes and borrows money to do good stuff. Now he needs money and he is looking for the guy who was giving him a lot of money. We know how the story goes. I told you last time, didn't I? He doesn't know, he come and he wants to go and visit the guy. He's told that, sorry, the guy is dead. So he will worry about the money. What the hell can I do now? Then he will go to the grave and a lot of stuff happens. Then he will realize that that fellow who was giving him money has put some money aside even for after his death to help him. And he will realize that where should be the source of your hope? What is your hope? What is it? You hope for a long, beautiful, successful life, don't you? Why? What gives you the right? You should be dead tomorrow. No, tonight. So, shouldn't you? Let's go back. When they gave you the life, what was your potential and value and nothing? You were just like that, isn't it? And even probably by accident. Yes. Your mother realized she's pregnant after 3 weeks and she couldn't do anything about it. Then what? There are babies like this, right? Okay. What's the expectation? Long, successful, happy life. Why? Life is not a successful, happy process. It's a painful process. Life is full of pain. Literally. Right? Ask her. Life is like that. Life is a potentiality that you could lose it just like that. I'm saying just like you got it. You were the lucky one between a couple of millions of sperms and you were successful. No, you are not successful. That oval was successful to choose you with no specialty and no advantages. That's what it is, isn't it? Have you ever thought about it like that? No. Because you love yourself and you spoil yourself. Whatever good they are talking about, you want. And never, ever anything is enough for you. More is better. Isn't it? Think about the long life. How long do you want it to be? That's a trick. Here, we are listening to a guy who was lucky. He was changed just like that in 3 days, right? He became a poet to live a good life. And to have the assemblies like this to talk about it, because there is only one thing which is important, and it makes a difference between human beings and animals. What is it? Expansion of knowledge. We are thirsty to know. Why? We are thirsty to know if there are animals in the other planet. Why? Curiosity. Because there is a pleasure in getting some information, right? But this pleasure is different. What is the difference? There is a food, a good food. You eat it and pleasure is there. You're satisfied, right? What is the difference with the food? You are satisfied and only you. But with the knowledge, you hand it to the others. That's a greater pleasure than receiving it even. That's what he did up to the end of his life, right? Sitting down and giving it to the others. That's the connection. That's the real feeling and understanding of we. That's what we are talking about. Okay, now today, let's read two paragraphs. The first one is short, the second one is long. The short one is yours. Yeah, 3106.
Return to the story of the man who incurred debts and is coming to Tabriz in hope of the favor of the inspector of police.
The subject is this, that he has put his wishes somewhere which is a good place. He found a good guy who will give him money to do good stuff, right? So all his hope goes there. Yes?
Yeah,